ladies and gentlemen. That completes our agenda, referring back to our public hearings. Let's see, it was a long time ago. Our first public hearing was subdivision 2020-07, lands of Elizabeth Main and Andrew McNamara.
I think we have a motion that council would like to read for me, please.
We're entertaining a motion.
All right. Just for the commission's benefit, this was simple enough with three lots. It would ordinarily be done under other business, but because they've already subdivided some off, you know, that's why I had a public hearing. And because it's simple enough, Holly and I worked on a motion. And it is that the commission grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2020-07 for lands of Elizabeth Main and Andrew McNamara. Page 2 on the record, and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density, single-family residential development. This three-lot subdivision on 3 acres results in an overall density, that is significantly less than the allowable density for the AR1 zone. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, or community facilities. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Seven, a waiver from the buffer grading and street design requirements is appropriate. This is a small subdivision creating 3 1-acre lots. Eight, the preliminary approval subject to the following conditions. A, only 3 lots shall be permitted. Any further subdivision shall require an additional public hearing. B, a maintenance agreement for the shared roadway shall be included on the final site plan and recorded as a separate document with regard to all 3 of these lots. C, the subdivision shall be subject to any entrance and roadway improvements required by DLDOT. And D, the final site plan for the subdivision shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you. That's my motion.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2020-07, lands of Elizabeth Main and Andrew McNamara for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Butler, how do you vote?
Aye. For the reasons and conditions stated.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2446, Timmen Vasten Bosch.
I'm going to make a move that we defer the action of C/U2446 Tenement Van D. Bosch for further consideration.
I second.
We move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2446 Tenement Vasten Bosch to give the commission more time to consider the evidence presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. Thanks. Okay, our next item was subdivision 2022-10, Raley Farm.
Any further discussion on this one?
Should we defer this?
Oh, yeah.
I make a motion. I make a motion to defer 2022 Raley Farm.
I would like to second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-10, Raley Farm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item was conditional use number 2379, Lewis Saddle Ridge Solar 1 LLC.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer for further consideration. Conditional use number 2379, Lewis Saddle Ridge Solar 1 LLC.
I second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on the conditional use number 2379, Lewis Saddle Ridge Solar 1 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried, thank you. And our next item was on the other page. Conditional use number 2380, Dagsboro Thoroughgood Solar 1 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to defer on conditional use 2380, Dagsboro Thoroughgood Solar 1 LLC for further consideration.
Second.
Second.
We moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2380, Dagsboro Thoroughgoods Solar 1 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Whitehouse, you have any updates or words of wisdom or parting comments you want to share with us this evening?
Nothing. Our next meeting is 3 weeks away, not 2 weeks away, so
September
14th.
Getting break.
And then just remember, we have whatever date it is that, and I know they're working on times, just to accommodate everybody. We have the joint workshop with county council, so, you know, keep thinking about things.
Is it changing?
The date's not changing, but.
The 21st?
Whatever date was circulated, yeah.
What is the date again?
21st.
21st.
21st?
Yes.
I had the 18th.
First, Thursday.
Yeah, during the day, though. Like, but it's gonna be in the morning, but it might be moved around some, just.
Yeah, yeah, because I got an issue, but, yeah.
No, I didn't. I told, never mind.
Okay, there being nothing else for the good of the order.
One other thing.
We stand adjourned.